Now, how could a simpler curriculum enhance learning in schools across the country?
I'm afraid that this is just another slogan by an education minister. This is the third education minister that we've had. So previous to Dantean, there was Simon Birmingham, and previous to Simon Birmingham was Christopher Pyne, and all three have started their tenure in the position with a loud call out to simplify the curriculum and go back to basics. So I have a feeling that it might just be a rite of passage of being an education minister. And if Dantean is calling for us to go back to basics, I'm wondering, is that a commentary on the fact that his previous two predecessors didn't get the job done? I don't think there's anything substantial in it, and I think it is just a slogan.
Fair enough. I guess the same old thing. So, how do we incentivize attendance in rural and Aboriginal majority schools? Because, as you know, there has always been a big gap between attendance and success rate in non-Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students.
Yeah, and it's a pretty clear correlation, isn't it? It's pretty hard to teach kids if they're not in the room. And I think that not being in the room is both literal and metaphorical. It's really hard to teach kids if they're not engaged with the learning. And I think that is how you incentivize kids to be in classrooms, make the learning engaging for them. This is the beautiful thing about kids. They actually love learning. Actually, it's the beautiful thing about humans. We all love learning. So what schools need to do is to make sure that school is engaging, that kids can see the relevance of what they're doing. And that might be cause for review in thinking about a national curriculum. How do you make a national curriculum engaging for kids in many different areas of Australia? How do you make it engaging for kids who are out in regional, rural, remote Australia? How do you make a national curriculum engaging for them so that things that seem relevant to them? One of the problems within that plan is that you're asking kids questions, for example, about how to read the admission ticket to get into a cinema when kids live in areas where there are no cinemas and they've never seen a ticket to a cinema. So that could be a question worth examining in a national curriculum. How do you actually standardise a curriculum so that it has relevance and is engaging to all kids?
Yeah, no, I definitely feel you. I did terribly at school, but I love learning so much. It was a bit of a struggle for me. So, what subjects do you think are being neglected that could use more attention in the reform?
So when they call for this back to basics, it's a lovely little mantra, isn't it? It kind of rolls off the tongue, and I think that's why they use it so often, and it seems to play out well in the general population. But really, do you know what I think every education minister should do when they get into their new job? They should sit down and do the tests that they're critiquing. So do the NAPLAN test, see what it is that kids are being asked to do. The NAPLAN writing test is a really interesting test. The reading magazine is a very interesting magazine. And what we see when we have a look at those tests is that actually Australian kids do very well in year three. We have 98% of kids who are above the benchmark in those year three reading and writing tests. And that tells us that, yeah, hang on, I think we do the basics pretty well in Australia. Where kids start to fall down is when they have to do their writing for years 5, 7, and 9 and their reading for those. And if an education minister sat down and did those tests, they'd say, oh, hang on, it's not the basics that these kids can't do, it's the complex that they can't do. They can't do the critical thinking required in order to solve the comprehension questions in the reading paper. They can't do the creative thinking required in order to write a great persuasive piece or a great narrative piece, which is what they have to do in the writing tests. So, ironically, when Minister Tehan does what every other minister has done before him and calls for back to basics, they're actually calling for exactly the opposite to what's required. What's required is that these kids learn how to move on from the basics and how to use their creative and critical and problem-solving skills in order to do more complex reading and writing, not more simple reading and writing.
Are people like you ever consulted whenever there's a new reform called to the curriculum? Because it sounds like, not to diss the government, but it sounds like you might have a better idea of what's going on than they do.
No, actually, do you know who's never consulted in these things? teachers. Teachers are never consulted. The people who stand in front of the kids all day, every day. So before becoming an academic at the university, I was a teacher for 17 years. So I know very well what's needed in reading and writing. Teachers who stand in front of their kids every day know what their kids need, and yet they're the people who are least consulted. You know, the first time that teachers were consulted on a mass, in a mass way, that was when this Australian curriculum was first devised. So in the years leading up to 2011, which is when the Australian curriculum came into being, there was huge consultation amongst teachers and teachers' associations about what should be in that curriculum. Ever since, every minister has come in since that time when there was an agreement on that curriculum, every minister has come in and said, it's too crowded. We've been talking to people and they tell us it's too crowded. If you talk to teachers, they'll say their workload is very, very overloaded at the moment, but it's not because of their curriculum, it's because of all the admin they have to do, not because of the things they have to teach.
Right, and Minister Tian has said that he would like to separate phones from the classroom. Do you think, should technology literacy be universal in teaching, or is there a time and place?
I thought that was a really funny little insertion into his speech yesterday, which just, I think, indicated that the speech was really nothing about informed commentary on education and just a kind of a grab at popular response. They know parents are going to respond to the idea of phones not being in the classroom. They know parents will respond to that slogan of back to basics. Phones in the classroom. Phones in the classroom can be a great tool and they can be a huge nuisance, and leave it up to a teacher to decide when to use it as a tool and when it's a nuisance and to get it out of the classroom. Teachers have that power now. Let them use it.
That's fair enough. Now, looking abroad, are there any countries which you believe Australia could benefit by assimilating elements of their curriculum?
It's funny, all countries around the world are busy looking at each other's curriculums in order to figure out the best way forward. We, at most systems tend to look longingly at places like Finland because they score so well in those international tests. And look, there are elements of the Finnish system that would be lovely to recreate in Australia. For example, those teachers do a master's degree and get very good pay for the jobs that they do. They have a lot of respect in the community. The other thing that I think is really notable about the Finnish system is that that all the schools are public schools, so there is no big private-public divide, which is really the source of our inequities in our educational system. I love the fact that the schools are all neighbourhood schools, and in fact the suburbs are designed so that the kids can walk to school in their neighbourhood. That gives a real sense of community. They don't cross dangerous roads. They can gather in groups and head off to school. Little things like that make a difference. But we also have to acknowledge that Finland is also a pretty homogenous society, so they don't have to deal with huge amounts of diversity in their schools, and that makes teaching a little easier for them than it is for us in Australia. But nonetheless, there are elements of that system that are worth looking at and replicating. They also don't do any major national testing until the kids get into high school.
I did not know that. Well, Misty, thank you for joining us for a very informative chat this morning. I've learned a lot.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Thanks. Bye.